Do what?
The aid.
The dictators, their consult astrologers, and that they would have to wait until the proper time and until they had had a chance to figure it all out, and that probably many of the astrologers had been washed away as well, and so the leaders there just did not know what to do because they didn't have their astrologers. It was really the black headline for the article that I read just a couple of days ago.
Well, a good psychic advisor should have been able to avoid getting swept away by it.
Yeah.
So they only would have lost the ones that weren't very good.
Ones that listened to the elephants would have been the ones that survived.
Ah. Yes, well, something to be said for the animal diviners. They are, say, often far more alert to what's going on than humans do. Animals are not looking to leverage their own positions of power, where humans always are. So, questions, comments on any subject or something that you are seeing in the outside world or within yourself that you've learned?
This is Nan.
Yes, Nan.
I was reading a book called Opening Atlantis. It's a Harry Turtledove book. And it's based on the, probably somewhere around, I would guess like the 1700s, 1600s. And
he's the alternative history writer.
Yeah. And this one is about this. These fishermen discovered this piece of land, and these fishermen were from England, and during that period of time there was a lot of civil war going on there. In fact, it was around the time of Henry the Sixth, I think it was, so yeah, I guess it was before the 1700s. Anyway, so these fishermen discovered this piece of land, and there's nobody there. They can't find any humans, they just see some animals. So they decide, you know, they're tired of having to answer to a lord in England and to the king and pay the taxes, that, you know, they realize they're really not their own people. So they group up and get their families and move to this island. They take animals with them. And they have different, there's actually several different groups that do this, and they're on different parts of this piece of land. And I'm up to the part where all of a sudden this lord shows up, this lord who was thrown out of England because his part didn't win the Civil War. And they found out about these people living on this piece of land, so they come there and they say, well, I'm going to be king here or whatever I want to be. And they bring paid soldiers with them to go in and force the people to
submit.
Yeah, but it's just the reading is kind of tedious in this, but the concepts are good, that these people, you know, basically created their own revolution by leaving behind this way of life that they'd had and whatever, you know, things they were used to having there, and came there and started their own farming. And they would some of them were exploring the land, like they didn't have any forest left in a lot of England, and so, you know, there was all this forest land to explore, and they get into a lot of concepts on how, you know, you were saying earlier how the past number of hundreds of years where people basically just had to live, you know, they didn't have time to go out and explore or relate to nature. It was basically, I've got to feed myself and my family, and it's just basic survival stuff. So it was interesting because these fishermen went there and, you know, they started exploring different concepts, and then to me it was kind of depressing to see this lord come in there and expect everybody to bow down to him, and, you know, basically wanted to bring this back, the same type of way of living that these people had wanted to get away from. So.
And in some regards, that story is the story of many, many peoples.
Mm-hmm.
That someone migrates here or goes there to escape some avenue of tyranny.